There were people of all ages and colors, some of them mothers with children in tow. And the mothers were singled out for the special message that came with the decision to protest at the courthouse.
Because this is why they bring our children, in this pipeline to prison, when someone decides he's afraid of a child. So I'm calling all black mothers now. It's time to rise up.
The Ferguson case awakened a litany of grievances in Miami. The seven men killed by police in various incidents 2 years ago, and the more recent killing of a young graffiti artist by a police taser shot. Anger boiled over when protesters realized police were using yellow crime scene tape to limit their movements.
We are moving nonviolently through that tape to the left because it's making me angry. Let's do it.
Philip Agnew, leader of the social action group Dream Defenders, led the group through the tape. Miami-Dade police let them pass, but later, Agnew and another man charged the courthouse steps, and they got arrested.
So that's called direct action.
Sharika Shaw, a Dream Defenders organizer, said direct action is her group's strategy for getting its message across.
Rather than just being at home and being upset about it, we have the power to change it, so we believe that we should bring our voices to the street.
This is what democracy looks like.
Miami State Senator Dwight Bullard was also in the crowd. He said the Ferguson case has energized the drive to require police to wear body cameras at all times, and legislative Democrats will try to pass that bill next year. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.